What pill were you just taking, Camille, that interrupted the start of the podcast?
Oh, I was just taking my breastfeeding vitamins. Yeah,
sure.
What's in that?
I always
then?
Forget.
Yeah.
What's in that? A lot. Fuck loads, to be honest. D3, E, K,
folic
C,
acid.
B1, thiamine, riboflavin, B2, niacin, pantothenic acid. What's that? B6, B12, folic acid, biotin, calcium, copper, iodine, iron, magnesium, selenium, zinc, beta-carotene, and DHA, EPA, omega-3.
Hang on a minute. Isn't EPA that cycling steroid drug?
Ico.
She's also in training.
Camille's also doing the Tour de France later this year. Isn't it? Is APA? It? Hang on.
PMA, positive mental acid.
Eicosapentaenoic acid.
EPO. Ever since EPO, Ozzy, yeah. Forgive.
I'm not taking EPO.
Can you imagine? That's in your breast milk pill.
She's taking performance enhancing drugs for breastfeeding.
Yeah. In fairness.
Just absolutely squirting out.
Yeah. Oh, BT, it happened the other day.
Oh, did it?
You know, you told me how yours always used to squirt out. And I was like, oh, no, I don't think mine does that. He stopped feeding, but my boob was still really full. Mm. And literally, I like the gentlest of prods. And it was like, psst.
Yeah.
Psst.
Yeah.
No.
It squirts out. It's like a thin line of just going like.
But several. Yeah. So it's like.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved it. It was cool.
When a shower's full up with limescale and it's coming out at weird.
Exactly. Have you seen that video of the girl at a music festival? And she's obviously breastfeeding at the time, but her baby is not present because they are having a very nice party. And they're like dancing in front of the main stage. And then she just whaps her tits out, just starts spraying milk in lines. And there's like this man like dancing underneath the milk, like, yeah,
I've got to watch that. I mean, yeah, if you don't want to take your electric breast pumps and express,
no, just express all over the crowd.
Come out somehow.
You've got to do it somehow.
You could have a situation like the end of The Grapes of Wrath. Just find somebody in need, find a clubber that needs some sustenance, just kneel down, latch him on.
Oh, gross.
If you haven't read The Grapes of Wrath, that's a big spoiler, but to be honest, if you haven't read it by now, you're probably not going to. It's an amazing book, though.
Yeah,
depressing.
I haven't read it.
I did buy it once because I was like, I should probably read that, but then I didn't read it.
I've got a few books like that.
Mm. Would recommend, but like I said, depressing read.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's that, BT? Glass of white wine?
It is a vino. It's a pick pool.
Peek-pool.
I didn't buy it. I think my parents bought it. It's not going down that nicely, actually.
Acidic.
It's not.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't bear it. That's why I don't like white wine. Yeah. Absolutely can't bear it.
It's just not. It's not suiting me right now.
Guess what I've got in my mug?
Okay, here we go. The traditional game.
Here we go.
Hot Ribena.
That's what I was going to say.
No, close. Really close.
Okay, decaf
well,
tea.
Well, it's not that close.
What? That's not close.
It's not a decaf tea.
Is it a herbal tea, though? Fruit tea?
Kind of.
Okay, it's a hot lemon water.
Yeah, what else is in it?
Ginger.
Yeah.
Honey.
Forgot the honey, actually. Meant to put honey in, forgot.
Oh, whoops. You got cold?
I'm a bit throaty.
Camille, I thought of you the other day. I read...
Yeah.
If you're constipated...
I'm not constipated. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to what I'm about to say.
Okay, go
on. Apparently, if you're constipated, time-honoured remedy, hot water and lemon, which may answer a few questions, Camille.
Okay.
Starting the day with one.
Okay.
Ending the day with one.
Whoops.
Okay.
Is that where you're going wrong?
Is
she going to stop? No.
Very much the opposite. Wow.
I'm in her head right now and she's thinking, I'm still not going to stop. I'm still going to drink lemon water at every
day. I'm not telling her to stop. I'm just
I'm not stopping.
Connecting
saying,
some dots.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm much better in that department, actually.
Oh, that's good. Maybe it's because you're losing so much fluid through the breastfeeding.
perhaps that, yeah, it's balanced it out.
It's balanced it out, yeah.
Yeah, could be.
Just never stop breastfeeding.
Yeah, I'll become a wet nurse.
Yeah.
BT, I've told numerous people about the story about
the pub.
The what?
Yeah, BT.
The NCT pub.
No, what? No, not that.
Oh, not that one.
What's NCT Where's- pub?
Oh, my friend NCT. Lucy's sister was on NCT and she went to the toilet and left the baby with the other NCT mums, came back and one of the other mums was breastfeeding her baby.
Yes, okay, yeah. No, not that one.
No,
that
the other story. BT, yeah. For any listener that's not heard the other story, just quickly tell it.
Right, so this is a friend, well, it's a friend of my sister-in-law, Rosie. I'm going to have to clarify this story with her, but I think it's a girl that she knows from uni that someone else from her uni told her.
Yeah, this is my issue, is that it's too many removed.
Yeah.
It's 6 degrees of separation.
I'll clarify.
Is it actually true?
But
we need a direct link. We need the horse's mouth.
You have a clue of what the punchline is going to be. Yeah, you have an idea of what the punchline is going to be because of what we've been talking about. But basically, it's a lovely couple about to get married. It's their wedding night. Oh, no, it's their wedding day. She's got ready in an apartment with all her friends. He's getting ready at his parents'. She just wants to pop in and, like, give him a surprise hello. She opens the door into the room where he's getting ready. He is receiving milk from his mummy. I mean, questionable whether there's milk, but...
Yeah, on a second listen, this has thrown up a lot of questions. Mm-hmm,
Yeah.
I'm filling in a lot of gaps there.
How's there still milk? Mean?
What gaps?
I think there's... I'm filling in sort of the logistical...
You're embellishing.
Which room they're in and where she saw him.
That's my second question. What it's traditional not to see them on the day of the wedding, isn't it? What,
yeah.
It's very unusual to do. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why it's bad luck to see them on the wedding day because they're all getting tipped.
Having their last little suck.
They're getting their last little suck. All of them. Maybe if we'd have snuck in on our husbands on the morning of their wedding.
I can imagine me breastfeeding Roscoe when he's in his 20s.
Yeah, I can.
I can too. Yeah.
What is it about me that suggests that?
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
Kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, wild and weird.
I don't like that about me, but...
No,
wild, weird, and also just no inhibitions or sort of appreciation of social convention.
Exactly, that's it. Mm. Not understanding the way the world works. No, that's not right.
I mean, I'm not going to because I think it'll be, really bad for him.
Probably be really bad.
socially.
It might fuck him up.
I love that that's the only reason you're giving, though, just because it'll be bad for him socially. You're like, otherwise, I'm in. Talking of...
No, what's the segue there?
Liquid? Yeah, hang on. I can do it. Talking of having your tits out, still doesn't really work.
Mm. But so ideally they're not out, are they?
Yeah. I was going to try and do some kind of liquid analogy.
Mm. Yes.
Getting
wet. Yeah. Talking of large quantities of liquid. Oh, shit.
No.
Wasn't worth the build-up.
Getting your nose wet.
Talking of swallowing liquid, have you ever accidentally taken a gulp of
swimming pool water? Thank you, Camille.
Swimming pool water.
I knew we'd get there.
Yeah.
Those synapses were firing fast, weren't they, between us? Seconds it took us to get to that.
Get us into a writer's room.
Do you know the ironic thing? I've been on a writing job all day.
There we go.
Well, there we go. That's your excuse. You've been using your brain all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've used up all my humour.
Yeah.
Which bodes well for this podcast.
Yay.
It's a pool party. Can you believe we haven't done a pool party before?
Splash.
I can't believe it.
Jump in.
Absolute splashdown. Could you believe it when you got the email?
It's a real type of party.
It's an actual party that we haven't done.
Very rare that we get these.
No, over the moon. I meant to reply to your email, Rose, saying, brilliant. I was going to acknowledge it and I just didn't.
No, it's okay. I took your silence as just generally astounded.
She smashed it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she smashed it. Mm. It is brilliant. Pool party. I went swimming today. Love a pool, me.
Well, as we know, Camille, this is absolute music to your ears.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because what are you?
I'm at home in a pool. I'm a swimming teacher, obviously. Qualified. And lifeguard.
Do you have to renew those qualifications, or is it like a driving license?
Yeah. I'm well out of it. Okay. Yeah, no way.
All right.
Can you give us the main? Can you give me and Beata a crash course in lifeguarding? What are the three main things?
Save lives.
Limbs, flailing limbs.
She's just said save lives.
Save lives.
Number one.
Okay.
Number two. How to hold someone when you're getting them out the water.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure I learned that in sort of swimming lessons.
Yeah, a few different ways. How to strap someone onto the board, you know, when you think they've hurt their back.
Okay, that's strong.
Okay.
You have to learn that. And then everyone has to be the dummy. You have to get it done onto you. Kind of scary, that one.
Would you feel confident doing that today? If somebody had a suspected back injury.
Do you know what? Weirdly, I don't know why, but I must have really enjoyed the week of training that I did because it pops into my mind quite often.
Mm.
And I think if I had to in an emergency, I would be able to jump in and...
She is all confidence, Camille, isn't she?
I would be able to do it.
Do you know what, Camille?
I would be absolutely terrified if I'd hurt my back in the swimming pool and I saw Camille swimming towards
me. Over with a board. Don't worry. Just setting down her lemon water on the side. Don't worry. Unlatching a seven-year-old Rocky from her tit. I'm coming. No, in fairness, Camille, I can see you as a paramedic. I can see you as a first responder.
Mm-hmm. She's You're cool joking. And calm in a flap. In a flap.
Very cool and calm in a flap. And
wow.
Also, you take on instruction well.
Yeah.
You take on these things you know and stay in your mind.
You're not bossy, but you're good at firm, instruction. Assertive. Being firm. Yeah.
First responder. I mean, could be a second career.
Little side job.
Little side job, paramedic.
In the evening, she's a paramedic.
Camille, yeah, she's moonlighting as a paramedic. The weird thing is, I'm saying that. I can believe it. So yeah. if you said that to me, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, she is, yes.
I think people do it as a second job, do they? No.
Are you thinking of the TA?
Yeah, maybe.
You're thinking of St. John's Ambulance, maybe.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm thinking of those guys. Yeah.
Camille, absolutely, why haven't you joined the St. John's?
Yeah, that's bonkers that you haven't. Yeah,
you'd be running right that place within
and also,
months.
They do just sort of sit around at like events with a cup of tea.
Drinking lemon water, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Having a chat with people.
Yeah, exactly. Go to a fete.
Do you know what?
Yeah?
You're going off on a tangent now, but... The having a chat with people made me realise the other day, I miss being pregnant because when
conversation
you're
starter,
everyone smiles at you and talks to you.
Mm-hmm.
And what am I always doing? Smiling at people, trying to get them to talk to me.
Yeah,
must have been absolute heaven for you, Camille.
Yeah, just always.
Everyone.
You're like, yeah, touch the bump, go on.
I'm just imagining now Camille just desperately making eye contact with people on the tube. Yeah, you're right. Yes, I am.
Getting
seven
it out.
Months in case you're interested.
Do you want to have a rub? Now I'm just making eye contact going, yeah, a few months ago I was.
Yeah. But you've got a baby now, so you could take
just
him out.
Just baby knob.
Yeah, that is another conversation starter. Yeah.
A conversation
big time.
I can also, you're not going to like this as much as the paramedic thing, I can also see you as one of those people who has nine children because they become addicted to being pregnant.
Mm.
Right, yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, like that, what's that family called?
Oh my God. The that program's incredible. Yeah. Is it they've got like 20 or something?
25.
20 and a pie business or something?
Yeah, pies.
How? I mean, I
that
guess
pie
like,
business must make so much money.
After a few, they start looking after like, themselves, really, because yes. you get the adult, you get the, I mean, the grown-ups, teenagers.
Yes, it becomes a sort of self-sufficient exactly. sort of endeavour.
Yeah, it's a child factory.
Anyway, back to Paul's. What's the maximum number of kids you reckon you could handle taking to a swimming pool on your
own? One.
Yeah, one.
Absolutely, just one.
Hang on. Can they swim?
Yeah, okay, yeah, they can swim.
Oh, well then, what, how old are they?
7.
3.
Is there other people at the pool?
What do you mean?
As in, do I have to like keep an eye on them in amongst a sea of other people, or is it an empty yes. pool with, okay. Yeah, 3 max. And I'm going to make them wear a very distinctive high-vis swimming hat. Yeah.
High-vis swimming.
Yeah.
Swim costumes.
Yeah.
If that doesn't exist, that's a really good Dragon's Den.
High-vis swimming costumes. I mean, a lot of them are neon, no?
I think.
Yeah, true.
You can get neon swimming hats already. I think it might just be it.
Yeah, cool.
It's not really an invention, it's just changing the colour.
Yeah, cool. BT, are you as into pool based activities as our friend Camille?
Listen. Once I'm in, fine. What I hate is the being sort of stood up in my swimming costume around the edge, getting in the shower and all that shit. Like we went to Centre Parks recently. And you just sort of look around and you go like, wow, isn't everyone's body weird?
BT! Oh my God, BT! I thought you were going to say you're self-conscious. And I was about to say, no one is looking at anyone else's bodies.
Yeah,
but I am.
You are.
But also BT. Mine is weird. And I'm like,
BT, I'm going to the Lido tomorrow. I'm now going to be thinking everyone's looking at me thinking that girl's got a weird body.
No, it just makes me wonder at the kind of the diversity of human anatomy.
But don't you love that? That always makes me feel better. I always look around and go, wow, we've all got a body, haven't we? But they're kind of all just variations of the same. So...
Yeah, I guess so. Although I also have been to Spain recently and it was very much a like hot tanned girls with no tops on. Like it was booby beach and there was a boobies galore. And I was there like pale.
You are pale, I'll give you that.
Veiny. Just quite hairy, a little bit of a like stubble rash around the pubes.
Are you bikini?
Thick calves, very thick ankles.
I will say that when I go to the beach in Portugal, it's the same story. Everyone there has got such a beautiful tan. Everyone looks so, and it just makes anyone look better, a nice tan. I know it's probably not good for you to sit in the sun.
That was probably what the problem with Centre Parks was, is that everyone was pale like me.
But it's funny when I'm in Portugal and you can spot the English people a mile off because they are luminous.
Yeah.
They are luminous.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, one of them is my husband, but, you know.
I mean, Mabel glows in the dark. She's like a little, what are those lizards that live in that, in the caves that are like
see-through? Oh, yeah, they glow in the dark. Yeah, see-through.
Hang on.
So neither of you would throw a pool party this day and age?
No.
Absolutely not, because in a pool party, also, you're like, getting up, standing around the pool, like having a drink, getting out in and out of the pool, getting in and out of the pool. No.
Yeah, I was going to say nobody looks good getting. I'm fine getting in because I just dive, but getting out, nobody looks good getting out of a pool. I mean, you think Daniel Craig going out of the sea, with me, it's like a seal trying to drag itself onto a rock. I remember when I went to Australia on my gap year and we went on one of those banana boats and everyone else just managed to like, just sort of like pop up onto it. And honestly, I was like hauling myself. They had to like get someone behind me and like shove my ass up onto the boat.
It makes you panic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Awful.
Don't you remember me telling you about when I was a kid and we went to swimming lessons when I was in school? And I was really, really chubby. And part of the sort of, to pass the exam was you had to get out of the pool, like out the side.
No.
You couldn't use the steps. You had to get out the side of the pool.
Pull yourself out.
Yeah. And I could not do it.
Camille.
And my friend came over to try and help me. And the instructor was like, don't help her. And I had to do it by myself. I was like hauling my foot up onto the, you know, the barrier where the lanes are.
Oh.
Trying to use that for leverage. Finally did it. It was so mortifying.
Camille.
And the worst thing is when you sort of heart. Have to get half of your body up and then you're just flopped onto the side.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then your little legs are like scrabbling up sideways. Not good.
Awful.
Okay, this game, very pleased with the name. It's called One Pool to Rule Them All.
It's fine.
What do you mean it's fine?
One pool, I guess pool and rule rhyme, don't they?
So and all. That. One pool to rule them all.
All doesn't rhyme with pool.
It's pleasing to say.
Thank you.
It's a half rhyme. If anything.
But it's
well,
still
all
works.
I'm saying is BBC are paying me good money for this shit, so. Do watch The Secret Genius of Modern Life on BBC Two coming this autumn.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called? It's, maybe
it's packed full of jokes
of half rhymes.
Listen, all I'm saying is that rhyme zone tab has been open all day today. Okay, so basically, simple game. We've each designed the ultimate swimming pool that is going to blow all the other pools out of the water. Hello.
Nice.
Nothing
nice.
For that?
You even wrote hello yeah. in the
yeah,
description.
Hello.
You wrote hello?
Yeah. It's like a hello.
Yeah. Thought you'd like it. Beatty, nomination mm-hmm. to go first.
Okay, here we go. My pool is called...
Can I just say something? Sorry, hello? Sorry. Can I just say something about you this
about
season?
About me?
Backing yourself much more.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Agree. What's
Thank
happened?
You.
Have you just listened to us saying back yourself or
I think we've
yeah,
actually
I think
done
I've just
it.
Taken a new tactic in and just kind of giving it the confidence rather than not. And then usually it is not better or funnier if I just
yeah.
go
I think
in
as,
full.
I think as well you're thinking about it more in advance rather than 5 minutes before the pod.
Yes, yes. yes
also
yes.
may I venture
and that's paying off.
It's paying off.
Lack of guest.
Like I've guessed.
Not embarrassing
lack
herself
of social anxiety.
Oh, yeah, she's not embarrassed in front of a stranger.
May I venture?
May you venture?
That
indeed.
Is interesting. I didn't think of that one.
But weirdly, all our listeners are strangers. So
no, yeah, they're but... not, Petey. They're our best friends.
They're our best friends. What am I talking about?
They're the birthday girlies.
They
yeah,
are
hi,
friends.
Birthday girlies.
Hi, best friends. So
sorry,
my pool
yeah.
is called the Midnight Dip. Okay.
I love it.
It's
Ooh,
sexy.
I do too.
It's sultry. It's in the dark.
So
you don't have to
this
see
is feeding,
anyone's
feeding into her thing of not wanting to see anyone. Yeah.
So basically it's like an underground pool. So it's always dark, but there's like little twinkling lights in the ceiling, like starlight, and there's moody pool lights. You know, very flattering, low-level lights. But it is like you're on holiday in Bali. It's very tropical rainforests, little bird and monkey noises playing on the sound
okay.
system. And it's, you know, lovely warm pool. And it's got a little cocktail bar at one end. Yes, it does. It is adults only.
Sir.
It is adults only, little cocktail bar. And jacuzzis at the other end. There are crisps and nuts. Because I do find that salty, you do want a salty snack in a pool.
Yeah,
oh
because
God.
This is the thing
at
with
the
swimming.
End.
You forget that you are sweating, so you can get dehydrated. Although actually
exactly.
the salt's not going to help that, is it?
Don't
oh no, but you do
that.
Need
the
to
cocktails.
Replenish your salts.
Yeah, exactly.
You do
at
need
the
to,
end
if
of
you're
swimming,
sweating.
Ravenous.
And there is a slide, yeah. There's a couple of slides, but they are ever so gentle. Just little, just like sloop, 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 and then you sploosh into the water. And there's a lazy river, of course. You can go
What's
around
a lazy
with your
river?
Little cocktail in hand. ever so romantic through the little, you know, palm trees.
Camille wants to know what a lazy river is.
Yeah, what's a lazy river?
Lazy river? It's like a sort of river that you go round on a hoop, on a dinghy, on a...
I can explain this a lot easier. You know, at water parks.
This isn't real life.
At water parks where it'll be like a swimming pool and stuff, but then there's like a slow winding bit of water and you sit on a rubber ring and you sort of just float gently down that.
Oh, yeah, that's called a lazy river.
It's called a lazy river, mate.
Okay.
Nice. There is a lazy river. And yes, you can drift through. It's ever so romantic. It's very sexy, but listen, I know I've set myself up for, have you just made a pool that people can have sex in?
Mm.
No, you are being constantly watched.
Oh no.
But a lot like Big Brother, cameras
like
everywhere.
Big Brother. Oh, the little parrot on the lazy river in the tree, it's got cameras in its eyes. Oh, the cocktail purpose? The cocktail waitress, she's got cameras in her eyes.
But why? Where's it going?
The twinkling stars, all cameras.
Yeah, who's monitoring the cameras?
Why?
Just an anti-sex person is monitoring the cameras.
And what's happening if they spot some sex?
I'll come first. I'll send someone to politely go and ask them to stop sex. And then,
BT, can you just do a really quick act out of that? Just imagine me and Camilla having sex.
Yeah. excuse me, ladies.
Sorry, we're just a bit busy at the moment.
I'm going to have to ask you to stop doing sex, please.
No.
No, we don't want to. Having a nice time.
I will ask you a second time, and I won't ask again. Thank you, ladies. Please
then
stop.
No. What will happen if we're not going to stop?
You will be removed.
You've made it sexy. What do you want?
There will be a spotlight, and you will be removed.
We don't mind a spotlight.
Yeah, fine.
If
anything.
Spotlight comes on.
Great.
Yeah.
Two parrots come and pick you up and fly you out.
Okay, so you've set up it. You've made it really sexy.
Oh, also there's massage tables.
Sexy in any way.
She forgot the massage tables just to make sure everyone's absolutely
horny as fuck. You can lie on a Lilo and get a head massage.
70-something% of massages end in sex.
What?
I think
is that counting at home massages?
No. I think she just means at home massages.
Oh, right. Yeah, probably.
I don't think that's professional massages.
I think you'd be getting a lot of massage parlours getting shut down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although, have you read Lou's book?
I haven't
not
yet.
Finished it. So
she likes a massage.
She was promoting their Lou Sanders book.
Lou Sanders
What's
book.
That lady doing?
What's that lady doing? Really funny. I got through it very quickly on holiday.
Friend
Lovely
of the
read.
Pod. BT, it started really well, but I
haven't got into my themed
really...
events.
Oh, sorry, apologies.
Are they orgies?
Singles night.
BT,
this is
confusing.
Mad.
DJ sets, very chill vibes, cocktail making classes, and hen do's can rent the whole thing out, but not stag do's.
Fine.
What do you think is going to happen at the singles night when two people hit it off?
Yeah, this is the thing. You can't create somewhere so sexy and then be like, yeah, but it leads to everyone's practically naked.
Yeah,
I think you're going to have a lot of parrots on your hand removing people.
Well, luckily I've got loads of parrots.
I also think this whole thing from about 5 seconds in...
Mm.
It's going to get shut down after about a day because people are going to drown. It's dark. What?
There's moody lighting. There's moody lighting.
BT, you need
to see
strong.
The pool.
You need to see the whole pool, the bottom of the pool, everywhere in the pool.
Oh,
if someone
pool
goes
is,
underwater, it's very difficult.
In pool lighting. That's in pool. In the pool.
Oh, I see.
Lights.
Yeah, like you know, under the water lighting.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and you get a free little fish and chips on your way out.
Ooh, hello.
Random, but fine.
There we go. In a little, very classy little kind of newspaper.
Because when I'm feeling sexy and I've just had a swim, all I want is fish and chips.
a big greasy bag full of chips. Okay, well, that was an extremely confusing pitch.
There you go.
Camille, do you want to go next or shall I?
But good though, right?
Happy to. Yeah, good in a way. Back yourself. Back okay. yourself.
Back,
but
always back yourself.
Not guaranteeing that you're going to get my vote. Okay, here we go. So there are a few crossovers, but I think mine's slightly edges it.
Okay.
I want to create the feeling of being on holiday, but what does that mean? Some people want an adventurous holiday. Some people want chilled out vibes. Some people want adults only. Some people want to bring the kids. Some people want a city break. And some people want a seaside retreat. Welcome to the world of water. A huge complex of swimming pools where there's something for everyone. Little taste of what we've got on offer. Outdoor, adults-only pool in the shape of a huge martini glass. The long, what do you call it, neck? The neck of the glass?
Is that just one person thick? Just one person swimming up the stem.
The stem?
The stem. But it's a huge stem. Lots of lanes swimming in there. Lots of space for everyone. Not
oh, so it's on its side, is it?
Exactly, thank you.
Right, I was imagining it on the right way up and I was like, how are you lane swimming in that?
No, sorry, in the shape sideways. Of on its side.
Diving okay, deep into the...
Huge, yeah. loads of lanes, no one's bashing into each other. The big mouth of the glass, that's the kind of chill out jacuzzi section, and there's a cocktail bar, a swim-up bar that you can swim up, get yourself a little drink, have a little drink in there. There's some magazines and books strewn around for your general perusal. Loads of sun loungers. No arguments over getting there early. It's just huge, basically.
What country is it in, this place?
Huh?
What country is it in?
Yeah, it can be the UK.
Okay.
Why
an
not?
Outdoor pool in the UK. I'm just saying.
BT, have you heard of a Lido?
Little roof when the weather gets really bad, an electronic roof can come over.
Like Wimbledon.
Like.
Okay.
Exactly.
Everyone claps.
Exactly like Wimbledon. Yeah, roof comes over. But hang on, I've just said there might be some people that want, you know, to bring the whole family. They want just more of a chilled out fun pool, then head inside to the jungle pool. Long and windy. It sounds like a lazy river, actually.
okay.
With trees and flowers either side, like you're swimming along the river in a jungle.
It's a lazy river.
Little caves, little coves built in.
It's a lazy river.
Yeah, you've invented a lazy river without realising it.
Yeah, I've invented a lazy river. Loads of little shallow side pools coming off of it, you know, if you've got little babies or kids. Mm-hmm. But hang on, I want a really action-packed holiday vibe, actually. Well, don't worry. There's another outdoor pool. Head out there. We've got slides. We've got rapids. And at certain times of day, we've got a shark.
Whoa!
In the pool.
Hang on a minute. Camille, is this your second pitch that's had a shark in it?
I've just realised that. Yeah.
And actually, I feel like, didn't you win with the shark? So...
Yeah. Can't, what was the other one? Why did I have a shark?
Punk rock. Suddenly punk there was a shark rock. On the stage.
There was a shark, yeah.
Well, this one, I don't know about you, but when I was younger, to make it, if I had to swim fast, I would imagine I was being chased by a shark.
You could actually be chased by a reel.
You can relive that if you want. Okay?
Well, I mean, the problem is with you imagining that in your head and it happening in real life is you would be dead within seconds.
Well,
sharks can swim so fast.
Yeah. We've got an old lazy shark. We've done tests. It sort of scares you a bit, but it doesn't quite get you. Or we've taken all its teeth out or something.
Just get gummed by a shark.
Yeah.
Once again, ethical vegan Camille. We've just taken all its teeth out.
Yeah, just put it in the chlorine pool.
After all this, I'm bloody hungry. Well, don't worry. Head inside to the pool restaurant. We've got
grilled
floating...
Shark, is it?
Floating shark stew, floating tables and chairs. A waiter swims over to you, takes your order, swims back.
Oh, this sounds like absolute chaos.
Impractical, yeah. Poor waiter, fucking hell. I was going to carry the plates over. Got no arms.
So the tables and chairs are floating.
Yeah, they're floating on little floating islands in the pool.
So sorry.
How cool is that? That must be
it. You're on an island. It's not like you're on a chair trying in the water trying to get
No,
stay
it's like
upright.
A little island with a table and chair on it and you're floating around the pool.
Right, got it.
Right.
Final thing. Final
the
point.
The waiters have to swim.
Yeah. With it on their head, I guess.
Food. Yeah, they're like incredible synchronized swimmers. You get a little synchronized swimming performance. Their feet.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh no, one slipped. My fitness state's gone in the pool.
Now, final point. This is important. Mm. What's the worst thing about going swimming?
Having to get changed afterwards.
Thank you. Getting changed and swimming pool floor. Well, don't worry. This pool, the floors are cleaned every 5 minutes. You're not walking along thinking, am I stepping on a hair? Is there a gross bit of pulled, congealed something? Horrid. Mm. No, we've got constantly cleaned. It's top of the range cleaning.
Little Roombas going around.
And the changing rooms are like hotel changing rooms. Mm. They are, you've got your own personal shower. You've got your own towels. You have to take your own towels. They're providing you with the best shampoo and conditioner.
Camille, I think what you've done there is you've just described an extremely high-end gym.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think we're just used to going to scuzzy swimming pools. Yeah. If you go to a very high-end health club, that is, you know, like, have you ever been for, you know, when you go somewhere for like a massage or whatever, they use the changing rooms there and it's like, oh wow, yes. This is what this people is what have all the time.
Like, yeah.
I'd probably go to indoor swimming pools more if they were like that.
Mm. I mean, I do go to a gym a bit like that, but
still scuzzy.
No, actually, now you say it, they are cleaning that floor regularly, but still they don't provide towels, which I think is very odd for a high-end gym.
That is weird.
Anyway. That's my pitch.
Good stuff. I like it. Not really any questions. The worst bit, the shark. Yeah, worst bit, the shark. Yeah. But once you said he was old and you
And also
taken,
maybe the restaurant.
Yeah, the practicalities of the restaurant. As ever, Camille's fallen down on the practicalities, but putting them aside. Okay, I'll do mine.
Please.
Prepare for the greatest experience of your life when you take a trip to the Swinamar.
Ooh.
Okay.
Fed up of choosing between going for a swim or catching a movie? No, you don't have to.
Always my problem.
Swinamà blends the best aspects of the pool and the cinema, so you get double the fun.
Yes.
Essentially, what we're talking about is a water park / multiplex. You've got five large pools, all showing different films, connected by slides.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, good.
So if you're not enjoying a film, pop yourself down the flume and head into another.
Very nice.
Each pool has got an IMAX screen at either end, which means you can either swim free and get some lengths in while you're watching and you're not going to miss a second of that film, or you can lounge inside on a lovely lilo with drinks and snacks. Whatever you want.
Oh, real nice.
RE food.
Hang on a minute. IMAX. Does that mean you need special goggles to watch it?
No, IMAX is just big curved screen.
Oh, I thought IMAX meant you always had to wear the special glasses.
The 3D glasses.
I think it says 3D if it's 3D.
I thought films at the IMAX were always that.
No.
Wow. Okay. So you know how everyone's like, oh, you'll have to watch Oppenheimer at the IMAX?
I think that just means in sort of surround vision.
Doesn't mean everyone's got 3D glasses on watching Oppenheimer.
You're not watching Oppenheimer in 3D. That would be harrowing.
That is what I thought. Right, okay.
But also, even if that was true, Camille, what's the problem with wearing goggles at a swimming pool?
No, I'm just thinking about, you know, the kit.
Just had a question, that's fine.
Yeah.
RE food, for me, and I think for lots of people, the best bit about going swimming was the vending machine afterwards. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
At the Swinamar,
Monster Munch,
you don't have to wait until you're out of the pool. Okay. There are roving robot vending machines yeah, in the water that come to you with your crisps, your chalk, your pop, okay?
Go on. That is good.
Listen, one of my pet peeves when I'm at the cinema is hearing other noises, hearing other people chatting, splashing, hearing snacks opening, closing. What are you going to do to mitigate? And also, famously, in swimming pools, big, you know,
I know the answer to
area,
this.
Very noisy, Camille, very echoey.
Camille, my colleague Camille's going to
do you want to collaborate?
All right.
Mm. There are special earplugs, ear headphones you can get. That you can listen to stuff in the swimming pool. So whatever film you choose, it's like silent disco where you can choose what you want to listen to.
Right.
You've got these special earplugs / earphones.
But does that not ruin the surround sound experience?
If you want to, though, and you want the experience, it's very loud. We're playing the sound very loud, okay? So you can't hear chatting, you can't hear rustling, you can't hear splashing. It's extremely loud.
It's too loud.
It's too loud. Yeah.
It's like Rose's voice.
No. Do you know what? Before this pod, I turned the mic down.
Oh. You're still
too loud. Exactly. Still booming out.
Not too loud.
But yeah, BT, I understand. But, you know, same story with the cinema. If you don't want that, just watch it at home.
Just go to the cinema, yeah.
Or come at a weird time of day. Same story at the cinema. Okay, sure. 11 a.m. You're going to be having Oppenheimer to yourself.
Yeah, nice.
Okay. Obviously, cinema is designed to appeal to the whole family. Mm-hmm. It's fully lifeguarded, so you can drop the kids off in the children's pool to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, while you float off to watch Mission Impossible 7.
Sure.
And just for your own peace of mind, there are no slides out of the kids' pool into the other pools, so you've got no danger of them accidentally swimming into a sex scene.
Cool.
Okay, good.
They've got slides within the kids' pool, but it's they can't get in.
Yeah. Mm. Nice.
A theme here with mine, the special event, Swinemar Lates. Adults only.
Of course.
Designed to appeal to people looking for a bit of a spicier experience. And unlike
sex
BT, if an orgy happens, be it. And what we do is we have your swimmer late on the night before the emptying of the pool and the deep clean. So you're never thinking, hang on a minute.
Am I swinging cum?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lovely.
That's swimmer.
Okay.
All right. A good word as well, swimmer.
Swimmer.
Yeah, it took me a few goes to say it.
Swimmer.
Okay, let's vote.
Let's vote.
3, 2, 1.
Swimmer.
Hang on a minute.
It's Camille.
Yes, Camille!
Who did you vote for, Camille? I couldn't see yours.
I've written swimmer.
Oh.
Thank you. I thought it said Beatty.
No, I've written swimmer.
It is a pleasing word, isn't it? Congratulations, Camille.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, absolutely.
The shark takes it.
I just thought, like, cinema would maybe just get on my nerves, but I would watch someone being eaten by a shark.
Yeah.
Or at least gummed by a shark.
Like I said, there's something for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, but all I'm saying is, BT, come to cinema. You can watch that in Jaws, so...
Yeah, but other people eating their snacks and a little robot asking me if I want a chocolate bar halfway through. No, thank you.
Oh, talk.
Well,
just comes over silently and hovers, and if you don't want it, off it goes.
The robot was a really good. That should be in existence. Surely it is.
Surely it is. To be honest, as I was writing Swinemar, I thought
a robot that swims through a swimming pool and gives you snacks.
Surely.
I don't think that exists.
It's like a little boat.
Do you know what this? In Italy? There's a little, we were on a boat and there's another little boat that goes around and does espressos and
ice creams. The idea. You've just described exactly that. You've experienced the roving robot.
It was two guys on a boat.
Okay, well maybe there's a little guy on the boat with the vending machine driving it.
Maybe, yeah.
And you can, you know, like when you're on the beach and you can put a flag up if you want service, you just put a flag up so it won't come to you if you don't want it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. It's over, Rose.
I can't let it go. No, congratulations, Camille.
Yeah, well done.
Thank
Camille.
You. Over the moon. Get in touch if anyone wants to help me
set it up.
Mm. Realise that. Yeah.
Chief lifeguard as well.
Yeah.
Founder, CEO, and chief lifeguard.
Yeah.
It's nearly the end of the podcast. Just time for us to do our legend and dicks. Beatty, before we do, we've got any Patreon legends to shout out?
Oh, hang on, let me have a look at my thing.
I can't stop laughing.
I have a message from someone on our Patreon who said, speaking of writing books, will we ever get to read Rose's mystery thriller that she penned during lockdown? And I suggested maybe we release it for the Patreons.
Rose, I've read it. I've bloody read it and it's really good.
I mean, that's a lovely suggestion, Beatty. It did take me about 6 months to write.
Right, yeah, okay, yeah.
So
you'll be wanting a bit more back than just...
Do you know what I could do? First chapter.
First chapter, very good.
But, yeah, essentially... I've written it. It's not going anywhere currently, but listen, it's in a drawer.
Mm-hmm. It's ready to go.
It's ready to go. If any publishers are listening, maybe I self-publish it.
Yeah.
Probably won't. Can't be asked.
Rose, it's better to put it out there than have people not read it.
Do you think?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've bloody written it. You might get a book deal.
I'm not going to get a book deal. It's quite shit. I'm going to write a better second book.
It's not shit.
But thank you for your interest, Patreon person.
It's bloody good.
So, yeah, essentially, nothing's happening with it, but I might release, yeah, maybe I'll release the first chapter. I don't even know how you do such a thing. Probably have to put it on some website or something, can put a link.
Yeah. Ugh, sounds stressful.
I'll look into that.
Yeah.
If it's a copy and paste job, I can do it.
I know what you could do. I know what you could do for Patreon.
Read it.
You could read the first chapter and post it as an audio thing, like we post our extra content.
Oh my God. Special treat.
Listen, if you want a very special treat, sign up now to our Patreon, www.patreon.com.
Hang on a minute.
/ Birthday Girls House Party
for the first chapter
of Rose's audio book.
Okay. Coming at some unspecified point in the future, okay? Maybe at Christmas.
Oh, very good.
Maybe at Christmas.
Little Christmas present for the patrons.
Okay. Legends and Dicks. Camille.
Okay, I've got some layered legends. Mm-hmm. Because
lovely.
My legend is Stormzy. Went to see Stormzy on Friday night. It was part of the All Points East Festival thing. And he curated the Friday. And then he did the headline set and he was amazing. He's such a brilliant performer and his new album is so different to his old music. And he started with the new album stuff, which is much more kind of soulful and sort of much more cerebral vibes. And then the old stuff is I'm dancing. Crazy. And it was so... It was so fun. So fun. So he's my legend. I think he's amazing. Also a legend, James, for booking me the tickets. Mm. Also a legend, my auntie Heather, for looking after Rocky. And I was going to have... Oh, actually, another legend. The woman who was doing the BSL. I always think it's incredible when
people
do rap, rap music, when it's so fast. Don't understand how they do it. And then my dick was gonna be the weather because it was, it was apocalyptic. I don't remember the last time I was in rain like that. Beatty, you were on holiday. So this was Friday night and it was a huge, huge storm.
It was incredible.
It was,
didn't I tell you, Camille? Yeah. I'm sure I read it said a month's worth of rain in a day.
Yes, and we're all out in Victoria Park as the rain started coming. But it's not my dick because actually it was it made the night so much more special. Mm. Like literally, mm. Stormzy is performing and he's got lyrics about rain. And it felt like he did this lyric about the rain and then it started raining harder. And then later he had some other lyrics about rain and it was going harder. And it was like, it felt almost like spiritual. It was like,
yeah,
so cool.
He's like a rain shaman, yeah.
Yeah, it felt like he was getting the rain to come. And then he took his trainers off and threw him in the crowd because he couldn't do his dancing on the stage with his trainers on. And then
he was sliding. So
he was sliding around in his socks. And then everyone was dancing and just getting absolutely soaked. And we walked back to the car and we were just like soaked through. James's watch has water in it and we have to get it fixed. And his phone kept coming up with this, you have water error in message. Your phone, error message. We like completely stripped off before we got into the car to drive home. But so yeah, the weather was going to be my dick, but actually it's another legend because it was amazing.
That's awesome.
Love that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Have you also seen that video of Stormzy when he goes to visit the school?
Yes.
And he has a Q&A. So
good.
And the little kid goes and he's like, The kid's got his hand up and Stormzy's like, yeah, what do you want to say? And the little kid goes, why do you call them waste man when they come every week to take our rubbish and they do a really good job?
Yeah.
That's so funny. BT.
My legends are the girls of the Six musical.
Yeah,
it was so good. We took Mabel, for those who don't know, she's obsessed with King Henry VIII and the Six Wives. And she... It blew her little mind. She was sat on the edge of her chair.
She properly knew the music. I wasn't expecting her to know like the lyrics so well.
Oh, yeah. She knows all the words.
She was committed. And I looked at her in the first song and transfixed is not the word. It was just like, she was just like,
in
she
awe.
Could not take her eyes off them.
She so was good. Quite, she was probably one of the youngest kids there.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, I was thinking, oh, some of this is a bit kind of, I think it went over,
yeah, it goes
went
over her head.
It goes straight but over their heads. Yeah.
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 But she was still like so into it.
Mm.
Didn't lose focus.
Yeah. She's into it. She's really into it. So, I mean, they're my legends.
That was a great show.
Yeah. And I found out afterwards that three of them were alternates and you could not tell.
Would not have guessed.
I'm telling you now.
Blew me away.
Understudies and swings on the West End are some of the most incredible performers.
I could not get over
working
it.
In this country.
Yeah.
So you have, I don't know if they have this in Six, but you have in most musicals, you have like first cover. You have a person who's first cover one character, second cover another character, third cover another character. So they know three parts inside out, all the moves, all the words, and they can, like, I saw my friend who was maybe, I think she was like second or third cover Angelica in Hamilton.
Wow.
So you only go on if the main character, the main actress and the first cover is ill or the first cover's covering someone else. Mm-hmm. It unbelievable. They are unbelievable.
Yeah. But yeah, amazing show. Loved it.
I had trouble remembering our lines for our sketch show sometimes.
Yeah. Camille, I was just thinking you sometimes would forget lines halfway through them.
And my dick of the week. Well, I mean, actually, no. Well, my legend was also going to be going on holiday to Spain. Had a lovely time.
Mm.
My dick of the week is like mosquitoes. I just.
Right, yeah.
They were relentless. It was like they were on, like, trying to attack me specifically. On the last night, Elsie got so many bites up her legs that she just woke up, like, absolutely screaming because they were itching her so bad.
Oh, that's horrid.
I know. And it was just like, oh, can you just give us a break? What is with mosquitoes? Why do they...
What I don't understand is, like, how do Spanish people cope?
I don't know. This added to my beach body dysmorphia.
Oh, right.
I'm literally covered in
welts.
Huge red welts everywhere.
Yeah.
No one else is.
Well, it doesn't show up so much if you've got a tan, does it?
Right, yeah, probably. But, I mean, it was just, they were relentless.
Mm.
Kept smacking them and having blood all over my fingers, you know?
Yeah, so gross.
Really disgusting. Yeah.
But it is quite satisfying when you smash them in the morning and you're like, yeah, you've got my blood, but I killed you.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So was it worth it? No.
My legend of the week, it is Mabel, obviously, for just loving that show so much and being such a good girl and just, yeah, getting into it. You know, when you're watching someone and you're like, I think I'm watching you having a seminal experience in your life that you're going to remember.
Yes, that is what it felt like.
It's that. And it's also, I went to see, they did a pop-up cinema in the park near my house.
Oh, yeah,
and
nice.
Me and my friends went to watch Dirty Dancing, my favourite film, in the park. And it was so unbelievably fun. Like, you know, when you're like, I booked it and then when it was coming up to it, I was like, is this going to be fun? Like, it's going to be, like, I don't have a camping chair. We've only got a picnic blanket and some cushions. Like, is it going to be, are people going to be getting pissed and rowdy?
Yeah.
But everyone was just in such, like, good spirits. It was all really just, like, chilled out people. People had brought picnics. People had brought their dogs. But they were there was a dog behind us. And as soon as we sat down, I was like, oh, no, is our picnic going to be okay? This dog did not move or make a sound for the entire film. I was like,
what breed was this
fan,
dog?
A fan of Dirty Dancing.
It looked like a little terrier.
Aw, bless it.
It was so good. But it was just so fun, like, sitting there and watching it. It felt like being at a drive-through. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it was like, especially watching a film like that that's a bit old and set in the, is it set in the 60s?
Yeah, it's like a weird 80s film set in the 60s. Or is it in
90s? Yeah. No, I think it was made in the 80s, maybe. I don't know. But it was so good. And I think loads of people there were, like, Dirty Dancing fans. So, like, it was like everyone was just watching it really nicely at the beginning, and then as it kind of got towards the end and the climax, it was just such a great atmosphere. Everyone was like cheering at the lines, and like there were some girls at the back who were dancing and in the final sequence. It was so nice. It was just it just made me feel so happy and nice, and it was like,
that's lovely.
This is a really, like, what do you call it,
human experience,
uplifting experience. Dick of the week, guys. It's ultra-processed foods.
Oh, no. Have you read the book?
I've still not started reading the book. I've started reading the book.
Okay, basically, Dan has read this book called Ultra-Processed People.
By Dr. Crisp.
By Dr. Chris. And he has become evangelical about not eating ultra-processed foods and how bad they are.
I've told Rose I've got the book, but I don't...
He put it on his stories, the recommendation for the book, and I thought, that's very out for Dan to go.
I know, I've told him I don't want to hear it because I really want to keep eating corn scotch eggs.
Yeah, the thing is now, the shocking thing is how much food is ultra processed. It is unbelievable. And when you look at, like, what is in that, how they make it and what it does to your body, it's like, it's not food, basically. And
what we're talking, so he's,
but I've, but I mean, supermarket bread, any supermarket bread, almost any cereal other than, like, just whole muesli, any process for any, like, ready meal pizza, chicken nuggets, chips, anything in a packet from a supermarket. Basically, anything in plastic on a shelf will be ultra processed because it shouldn't. Like I said to Camille, crumpets, how are they lasting for 3 weeks on a shelf? They shouldn't.
Yeah.
Ultra processing, so all this stuff, and it's like, now my eyes are opened. I'm not as evangelical as Dan because he is now refusing to use, e.g., the stock cubes in our cupboard.
No,
they're ultra processed.
Oh,
but
no.
I don't. We're at war now because I'm not throwing away food. I'm like, I'll eat it up, and then we can buy organic and look. But it just means now when I'm going shopping, I'm looking at all the ingredients for everything, crisps. There's only one brand of crisps, one flavour of one brand of crisps that he'll tolerate now. He started buying his chocolate online.
What are the crisps?
Piper's
plain. And I tell you what, they are delicious. And I tell you what, this is what I've noticed. The stuff where I've really tried to not buy, to buy non-ultra processed, it does taste nicer. Tastes like...
Is it more expensive?
Yes. It will double your shopping budget. This is the problem.
This is the thing. This is why they're absolute dicks, because loads of people just won't be able to not buy ultra-processed food.
That's what the book... that's the main point that the book is making, is that the problem isn't these foods, the problem is poverty and the fact that, like you say, most people can't afford to buy only whole foods, or can't afford the time to cook only whole foods. So it's just I don't know, like, maybe it's just because I've only just started doing it, but I have been like appreciating the taste of things more. Because that ultra processed stuff, it's like it tricks your brain. It makes you think it's delicious. But then when you have something that actually is nice whole food without shit in it.
Yeah.
It's actually like, oh no, this is nice. This is, but feels nutritious.
You can't be doing your main shop in Lidl anymore, surely.
Yes, you can. You're buying fruits, vegetables, meat, cheese. So processed food is okay. Like cheese is processed, but it's not ultra processed.
What about cured
basically
meat?
Basically the main
No,
not great. Parma ham is okay. Okay. That's just pork and salt. But anything, when you look at the back on the ingredients, any ingredient that you wouldn't find in your kitchen, that normally means it's ultra processed. Sure. So your preservatives, your emulsifiers, your soyalecithin, your xanthan gum, bad.
Soyalecithin? I've got that in my kitchen.
So yeah, but obviously poverty is the bigger dick, but those foods are dicks, and the people who make them, because they're just designed to, and I wish that there wasn't so many of them in our general diet and available to us. Wish there was more non-ultra processed food available. For example, we're having to make flapjacks if we want a sweet treat.
She sent me a recipe, a very easy recipe that's for children that I'm going to have a go at.
Yeah. But yeah, there we go. Lovely pod.
Nice pod.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like some extra content, if you haven't had enough of this pool party, listen, there's a cracking game over on Patreon.
The extra content this week, which made me cry with laughter.
Yeah. Yeah, BT, it builds up to a very strong finale in which BT covers herself in sort of glory / shame.
Yeah, shame.
So yeah, if you'd like some more of us, please head over to Patreon at patreon.com/birthdaygirlshouseparty. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Emma Corsham, our producer, for working your audio magic. Thank you, Anne Trineski, for composing the beautiful podcast music, and thank you for Lucy Moore for our wonderful artwork. Thank you, BT. Thank you, Camille.
Thank you, Rose.
Thank you, Rose.
You're welcome.
Oh man, I can't think of a pool pun. I'm trying to think of a pool pun. It's a slip and slide. You later.
Let's slip and slide off.
Slip and slide off into the night.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.